This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohman Abdo Law Firm, with the Real Estate Radio Hour Legal Minute. Suppose you're trying to sell your home and you enter into a purchase agreement with a potential buyer. Suppose that after the buyer completes his inspections, obtains approval for financing, and the title work comes back clean, the buyer states his intention not to close the purchase of your home. In other words, the buyer intends to breach the purchase agreement. What are your rights as a seller? Most importantly, can you as a seller force the buyer to comply with the purchase agreement and purchase your home? The answer is, it depends. The seller would be seeking a remedy known as specific performance. This is what the law calls an equitable remedy, meaning that a court can award a remedy such as specific performance if it would be equitable to do so. Courts rarely award such a remedy, as money damages are usually an adequate remedy to a seller upon a breach of contract by the buyer. In other words, it is very difficult for a seller to force a buyer to purchase their property if the buyer breaches the purchase agreement. On the other hand, a specific performance claim brought by a buyer has a greater chance of success, since each property is unique and there may be no adequate remedy for a buyer who is prevented from purchasing the piece of property which he contracted for. Determining your legal remedies upon the party's breach of a purchase agreement, whether you're a buyer or seller, is an issue that requires consultation with a qualified real estate attorney. This is Jeff O'Brien, attorney with the Lohman Abdo Law Firm, with a Real Estate Radio Hour Legal Minute.